This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
SubhanAllah, as we all know, the Sheikh passed away a couple of days ago. And there are so many good signs of his end. Almost everywhere on earth, someone is making dua for him. And that did not happen haphazardly. There must be a secret between him and Allah Azza wa Jal that he made people all over the world make dua for this man. There are many people who die, many shuyukh who die every single day with beautiful voice, beautiful ilm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing with the sahaba one day and a janazah passed by. So the sahaba started praising the janazah. Praising the deceased. They're saying good things about him. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wajabat. It is due. Then another janazah passed by and the sahaba started cursing the deceased. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wajabat. Same word. Umar radiallahu anhu warda, he said, ya Rasulullah, the first janazah we praised, you said wajabat. And the second janazah, we cursed and you said wajabat. You used the same exact word. He said, the one that you praised, jannah, became wajib. It's due to him. And the one you have cursed, jahannam, became wajib. It was due to him. Antum shuhada Allah fil ard. You are the witnesses of Allah on earth. You are the witnesses. So look how many people have praised this man. Number one. Number two, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one time he said to the Sahaba, Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. Allah have special people among mankind. They said, ya Rasulullah, who are they? He said, Ahlul Quran, Ahlullah wa khassata. The people of Quran. These are the people of Allah and these are the ones who are very close to Him. And we all know and we all heard in the last few days that this man not only memorized the Quran, he lived by the Quran. He adored the Quran. All his life was Quran. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make the Quran his shafi' in the qabr and on the day of judgment like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised. Third, some people are upset, you know, he died very far from his land, from the place he was born. There's a hadith, some ulama said it's weak, but Sheikh Al-Albani rahimullah said it's hasan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever die far from his land, his qabr will be expanded to the place he was born. وَفُتِحَ لَهُ بَابْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ And a door of Jannah will be opened for him. That's another great sign for our brother. Fourth, we have to say something about these parents that raised such a man. As we heard that this sheikh was born blind, the parents did not give up. The son is blind. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. No! That naqma became the best ni'mah. They put him to school. They made him memorize the Quran. And he went to regular school also. So the fadl of his parents that they took this disease or this deficiency that he had and turned it into one of the best ni'mas ever. And many people, when someone, they have a baby or born with any kind of deficiency, they immediately give up. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, that's another bushra, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala would say, the one whom I take his habibatain. And he was patient, lahul jannah. Whomsoever I take his vision, two eyes, and he was patient, Jannah's guaranteed for him. And finally, Akhwan, it's a lesson for all of us. Our brother died younger than many of us in this room, 38 years old. Are you ready? He just slept and did not wake up. Can that happen to me tomorrow? Can happen to all of us. 38, did not show any symptoms. Just finished Taraweeh, just finished reciting the Quran. I heard so many times in Ramadan, completed the whole Quran. Nothing. And for the people who know the Sheikh, he had an amazing sense of humor. Not only, you know, just Hafiz, but he was very funny. And that's why he was loved by all over the world. 38 years old, did not wake up. This is a great lesson for all of us, Ya Akhwan. He had so many signs, great good signs. We have to increase our closeness to Allah as much as we can before we go to sleep and never wake up. And the final lesson, always make peace, especially with your spouse, with your parents, because you do not know. You might wake up and, or they might wake up and do not find you, or you might not wake up and have the opportunity to say, I'm sorry. So please, let's take a lesson from the passing of our beloved Sheikh, and let's keep him and all our shuyukh in our dua. And subhanallah, this is the beauty of Islam. At the same week, many big shots died in the media. I don't want to even mention their names. Nobody ever says, may Allah have mercy on them. That's the beauty of Islam, the beauty of Quran. When we mention our shuyukh, when we mention our beloved people that passed away, we always follow that name with Rahimuhullah. May Allah have mercy on him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good end. May Allah make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما